2 minutes to success, dreamers. Now, I'm going to talk about a certain group of people or identify certain types of people. And this is really how my mentor likes to describe it. He likes to think of people as dreamers or not. You know, you're either a dream builder, a dream creator, or you're just not. You know, you're just normal, you're regular. But that's what my mentor likes to say. And the first one we'll start with is dream makers. Now, dream makers are the ones... Actually, let's do a little reversal. Let's start from the bottom, go to the top. We're talking about dream takers. Now, dream takers are the ones who steal your dream. These are the people who see you ambitious, going for things, shooting goals, aiming for stuff, you know, getting your life on track. And they just kind of want to take it away from you a little bit. They're really humblers, I like to call them. But not really like, they're not good humblers. They're just negative humblers. Like people who just kind of want you to stay in your place, you know. Dream takers. Dream undertakers are people who would go for a dream, but they're too much fear, too much indecisiveness. They know what they want, but they're too scared to go for it. You know? Next, dream fakers. Now, these are people who don't have a dream. They mimic others. Like, you'll see them, they're like, oh, you say, oh, I want to go to NBA. They say, yeah, me too, you know. Or, you know, I want to do this. Yeah, me, like, yeah, me too type people, you know. They're kind of just along for the ride. You know, they don't really have anything they specifically want to accomplish. But you know that they're just like being around. There's tons of people in every group. So, a lot of dream fakers out there. Dream bakers are people who are one day excited, fired up. They're going to be successful. They're going to be a millionaire. They're going to do all this. And the next day they're, you know, life happens. It comes and goes. So they're really shaky kind of in their resolve. And the most important one is the dream makers. Now, the dream makers are your Bill Gates, your Steve Jobs, your Mark Zuckerbergs, you know. These are people who create your Elon Musk, people who create your reality. And this is ultimately, depending on, I wouldn't say this is ultimately, but this is where I want to be. And I know a lot of people want to be in the same type of category, dream makers, people who create the reality that other people live in and enjoy. They put in the work. They take their vision from their head to paper, to probably boardrooms, to actual physically tangible, which is probably the greatest accomplishment, is being able to take a thought and make it into reality. But it's how everything is made. But the dream makers, that's where you want to be. What type of dreamer are you? 2 minutes to success, broadcasting. Who you are is always broadcasting through what you say, what you do. It is always evident. A lot of people try to dress up what they actually are to make it seem like something else, and that never works. We all know that person, whether no matter what we're doing, if we're playing sports, music, or anything, we all know that person who tries to live or who tries to be like something they are not. And no matter how much they convince, no matter how long they continue to go through the role, if you're not that, you're not going to become that. But more than, you know, not actually being something, more than a frame, you have a belief. Now, there's three different types of beliefs that you can have. The first is an opinion. Now, everyone basically has one about everything. Opinions are so free. You just get one, you drop one off, you pick another one up. It is very fleeting. You'll have a lot of opinions in your life. Very few of them will actually make you do something. Now, on the other hand, you could have a belief. Now, a belief is a little bit more emotional. It's not something you usually are willing to risk it all for, but it's something you have a little bit of faith in. And if it doesn't require too much, you'll be willing to do that. Right? That's what a belief is. You know, some people, like I said, they believe, you know, oh, I believe in God and this and that, or, you know, whatever religion they are, whether it's God as in Allah, God as in, you know, Christ or whatever. A lot of people have beliefs in that, but it doesn't, they won't become radical. They're not like terrorists. So their beliefs are very general. Now, another belief you can have is called a conviction. Now, when you are convicted of something, it is definite. If you have a conviction that you're going to be successful, nobody can tell you otherwise. Nobody can put anything in your life that would deter you from thinking that you will be successful. If you know you're a good basketball player, even if you're convicted, not if you know, if you're convicted that you're a good basketball player, not even if LeBron James said, dude, you suck, you would believe that. Or Michael, you would not believe it, because you know you're convicted of your own talents and beliefs, and that's something you hold true. So there's three different types of beliefs, all which are very, very, very connected to what you broadcast out into others. So you need to get that in alignment.